This is an interview with Mr. Gu Li Yi. And it's taking place at his home in Redfern, Moorhead Street, Redfern.
Mm.
It's part of the Meals on Wheels oral history project that's being conducted through the history program of the City of Sydney.
Mm.
And it's Margot Beasley interviewing. The date is the 22nd of March 2007. So the first thing, Ellie, I think, is if I could ask you to tell me your name and then also tell me your name the way that Australians say it.
Oh, my name is Ili Gu. My name, how is spelling it? My name, Ili Gu, Y-I-L-I-G-U.
Uh-huh.
But this is the after 1949. This is my name in my country.
Uh-huh.
But when I was young, my father gave me the name. It's Ili Gu, E-L-Y-K-O-O, Ili Gu.
And you're referring to 1949, I think, because of the revolution in China.
Yeah.
So why did your father give you a different name?
Oh, because it's the revolution. Because my father, she worked in the foreign company, English company, in his whole life. From he was very young, about, I think my father told me it is, he worked from about 20 years old, he worked in the English company.
Did he say then your name is Ili Gu? Why did he give you this other name?
Oh, I don't know, because I was very young.
Oh, because he liked it.
Yeah.
Is it like a nickname?
Yeah, nickname. He gave them name. My sister's name is Lily Gu, L-I-L-Y, Lily Gu, K-O-O. So he gave my name is Ili Gu.
That's a nice story.
Yeah.
So you've mentioned that you came here from China. You were born in China.
Mm-mm.
Can you tell me what year and where in China you were born?
Oh, I was born in China. The city is Shanghai.
Uh-huh.
I was born in Shanghai in 1933, January the 10th. And I studied in Shanghai. Yeah, I studied in Shanghai.
Did you study?
Oh, studied in the primary school and secondary school. And technical college, it's all.
I think you were an engineer in China, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm the civil engineer in China, in Canton. Because I graduated in 1954, Shanghai. Then I go to the Canton because I like the warm weather. Because Shanghai in winter it's very cold. Yeah, I like the warm weather, so I went to Canton.
And you worked there as a civil engineer?
Yeah. Because I graduated from the school or from the college, I am a technician, not the engineer. Then I up to the.
So you built on your skills as a technician and eventually became an engineer.
Yeah.
Now, I think you also, you had difficulty during the Cultural Revolution, is that correct?
Yeah. Because my father in the Cultural Revolution, because he worked, my father in his whole life, he worked in a foreign company. It's like English company and American company. And then after the revelation, and then he didn't work the any government office. He worked in the British Consul. He's an accountant. And then after the Korea War, the British Consul finished, and my father worked in the Jewish Council in Shanghai. Yeah, so the government, the communists, they don't like this. They didn't like this.
When the Cultural Revolution.
Yeah, yeah, and then the Cultural Revolution, they triggered. My father was triggered by them.
Strangled?
Struggled.
Struggled with
Struggled with them, yeah.
And what happened to him?
Oh, what happened to him? Oh, by the Red Guard. It is because it is the... Oh, many, many people was died in the revolution, cultural revolution. Because my father is the... From his history, is not suit for the government. And then the Red Guard struggled him. Yeah, and he was hanged by himself.
Oh, he hung himself.
Yeah, 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 in 1967.
Oh, that's a very sad story.
Yeah, the February 1967, yeah, it is.
What about your mother?
Oh, my mother was died very early because I'm just in the secondary school. It is the 17 years old, I think it is.
Oh, so she died a long time
ago. Yeah.
Now, you also had difficulty finding work during the Cultural Revolution.
Yeah, because it is my job is the civil engineer. So I have my schoolmate and classmate, they help me. If they had some work and they want me to help them, and I have work at a short period, yeah.
But you were no longer able to work in your profession as a civil engineer. I think, was that because of your father or also because you yourself were also an intellectual worker?
Mm-mm.
Was it because, were you prevented from working because of your father's background?
Yeah.
And also, I think you said that because intellectual workers anyway were not favoured.
Mm-mm.
Is that correct?
Yeah, it's correct, yeah.
So, somewhere along the line you decided to come to Australia. Mm-hmm. When did you come to Australia? What year?
Oh, I came to Australia in 1996.
Why did you decide to come to Australia?
Oh, because my daughter, she come to Australia, she comes to Australia in 1988.
Ah, yeah. So about 10 years earlier.
Yeah.
And why did she come here?
Oh, she learned English to come to Australia.
She learned English?
Yeah. She came to Australia, learn English and get a job. And then in 1998, there's the June, the 4th of June. Do you know? The 4th of June. Yeah, Tiananmen, yeah.
Tiananmen Square.
Yeah, then the government's allowed them to stay in Australia. Yeah.
Oh, so the young Chinese people could
stay. Yeah.
And she had professional work by that time, did she?
Yeah, she's the technician in the RPA.
Oh, she's a technician?
Yeah, technician.
Ah, and, what kind of work? Does she work in medical technology?
Yeah, medical technology. But I can't... How can he do? He used a telescope.
Oh yes.
Yeah, and see the bio.
Not biotechnology.
Yeah, biotechnology. Yeah.
But she has also. I think she has married here and has. Yeah,
she has married. Mm. She has married with my son-in-law. His husband. Yeah.
And you have another daughter in
America? My elder daughter, her name is Nan Juan Gu. She married with her classmate. Then her classmates go to the America with their mother, and she married.
Why did you choose to come to Australia and not America?
Why? Oh, because I think come Australia, entered Australia, it easier than to go to the America, yeah. Enter to America, yeah.
Uh-huh. So it's easier to immigrate to Australia. And you came in 1996?
Yeah.
Did you come first to Sydney?
Oh, it's a very interesting story. Because I come to Australia. This is my first come to Australia. The first stop, I from the Hong Kong to Australia. The first stop is Melbourne, and then to the Sydney. But I didn't know, because when my English not not good, so I arrived at Melbourne, but I think it is Sydney. So I get off the airplane. Then I find my luggage. No, there's no luggage. Then I asked the customer. Oh, they told me it is Melbourne, not Sydney.
So I'm very afraid.
Yeah.
This was the customs officer.
Yeah. Customs office. Oh, they were. The customs office is very, very kind for me and friendly for me. And they assure me, oh, you don't scare. They will help me. He will help me, yeah.
So they reassured you.
Yeah.
And explained to you that you hadn't actually arrived in Sydney. Yeah.
In Melbourne. Yeah, yeah.
So you got back on the plane.
Yeah, I get on the plane. They assure me and they arrange me to get on a plane, then I can.
And you came to Sydney.
Yeah, came to Sydney. It's a very interesting story. Yeah.
And where did you live when you first came to Sydney?
I first lived in Kogra. Because I live with my daughter. But the unit is too small.
Because we should also say that, of course, your wife came with you as
Yeah. My wife with me, yeah, and come to Australia, and we lived with them. But the unit is too small.
So and where did you go to live then?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you go to live after that?
Oh, after that, they find the house in Kingsford. There's the house, and we moved to Kingsford, and we lived there about 3 years or 4 years, and we moved here.
And then you moved here to Moorhead Street, did you?
No.
Where did you go?
Oh, we live in the tourist church accommodation.
Oh, is that the Chinese church?
Yeah, it's the Chinese church. Their situation is on the Bourke Street. Bourke Street, it is very near, closely to here. And I was the... But my friends, oh, they live there. Oh, I see it. It's a very, very nice place. And, oh, how can I get it?
Into Moorhead Street.
Into Moorhead Street or the... How can I get the public school... public housing. And they show me, they appoint me and go to the house department, department housing,
uh-huh.
And applied. I write my application. They give me the filling the application, and I then about three or five years, and I get it. Yeah, I got it.
And
yeah.
Are you happy here?
Mm-hmm.
Are you happy in here in your?
Oh, I'm very happy in here. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it a better life for you here than in
yeah,
China?
Yeah, I think it is better life than in China. Yeah, because the life is. The people is very friendly and kindly, and so I do this volunteer work for Meals on Wheels. When I do this volunteer Meals on Wheels, I think it is 2000, the year of 2000.
That's when you started doing
Meals on
Wheels.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a bit about why you started to do Meals on Wheels?
Oh, because I think I'm too old. I have nothing to do. My life is, I think in my life is empty. So I think I must do some some work for the society. Yeah, it is good for me and good for all. Yeah, I think it is. Mm-hmm. So I like to it. Yeah.
And how did you know about Meals on Wheels?
Oh, because the center is very closely to my accommodation.
Which center? Worker.
Oh, it is the Ron William Activity Center. It is at the core Capot Street.
Oh, in Capot.
Yeah, Capot Street.
That's
there.
In Redfern.
Then, so I'm first. I went to the Capot Street. I went to the Capot Center, and I see the Diane. This far, I first see her.
You're talking about Diane Giles,
who's
a social worker.
Yeah. Oh, can I do some volunteer work? She arranged me. Oh, to this Meals on Wheels. I think the Meals on Wheels is the very good work for the people, for the aged. Mm. Yeah.
And I think you thought also that it might help you with your English.
Yeah. Because my English is not good. The first thing, I must learn English. But learn English in my age, it is very difficult to learn English, because in school, we can't like the student, the pupil, take a book and read and remember it. I think learn English, in my age, in learn English, we must always practice English.
Aha.
Uh-huh. So So I think it is the volunteer work is better for me. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
And so you were learning English formally at TAFE?
Yeah. I learned English when I just came to Australia. I learned English in AMES.
AMES.
Only 510 hours. It is not. Not enough for me, for us. And there's all of the student are Chinese. Going to the class, they talk with the Chinese, and then it's like it's a meeting, it's the Chinese meeting. So I didn't like it. So I learned the English. Oh, I just learned 510 hours, and I went to the TAFE and learned English.
Was that better?
No, I think it's better, because in TAFE, learn English, it is there's some Iraq and Middle East people and the Russian and other nationality people. So we can use the English and talking, not only Chinese, because Chinese people make a group and talking with Chinese, it is no useful for me. I think it is. Yeah.
You need to be talking to other people.
Yeah.
So with the Meals on Wheels, I think you are a runner, are you? Not a driver, a runner.
Yeah.
And can you tell me a bit about what you do when you go out on the Meals on Wheels?
Oh, yeah, I do the Meals on Wheels. I'm a runner. I prepare the food and in the winter, I prepared some soup, hot soup for them. And I give them the meals, and sometimes I look after them.
How do you look after them?
Oh, in their house, there's some rubbish, and I will pick it out in the garbage, mm-hmm. and then for help them. It is only my two. And then sometimes Mrs. Mary, she writes some letter. Oh, can you help, I can help her take the letter, put the letter in the post box, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it is. And the age is very different. Every year, I think some angels died because of the winter. As like as Mr. Troy and Mr. James Cook. I think James Cook, some people, yeah, oh, it's very sad.
They die during the winter.
Yeah, they're gone during the winter. Because they are old and they're weak, yeah. Mm.
So you get quite friendly with the people.
Yeah.
Some of the people you visit would not be so old, would they? But they might be sick.
Yeah. Oh, I think there's the Josephine. Her name is Josephine. She's blind.
Oh, you are blind.
Blind lady.
Mm.
And I always send meals for her, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So do you help her when you take the meal into her?
Oh, because she's very kind and she's very lonely, and I talk to her and she asked me, oh, it's the Chinese year, oh, happy Chinese year, she said to me. And I, oh, thank you very much. Oh, yes.
So because when you deliver the meals on wheels, it's fairly quick. You don't spend a lot of time with each client.
Yeah.
But you still get the chance to talk some English to them.
Yeah.
So it's not the same thing every day. Hello, how are you?
Yeah, it is. Most language is the hello, how are you, good morning, it's the same thing. But it is a practice. I think it is good for me.
Mm. So how often do you do the Meals on Wheels?
Oh, often. Last year and before the last year, I think I do the 3 days a week. 3 days a week. And then I do the 2 days a week, yeah.
And although you are 74.
Yeah.
You are quite a strong-looking man.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Because it can be quite a task for people as they get older, because there's a lot of stairs,
mm-hmm.
carrying the meals up and down stairs. And
yeah,
so on.
Yeah.
But you're okay with that?
Yeah, I'm okay. Sometimes the lift is not working. On Tuesday, this week on Tuesday, I went to the North Coast. The lift is not working. There's 13, but I'm lucky. I up to the level 13, but the lift was not working or down. So I walked down. Oh, I'm so. But I think it is some. I was happy to this work because it is. Some people say, oh, it is very difficult. It is not easy. But I think it is good. I think it is good exercise for me. Yeah.
So not just exercise for your mind and your English, but yeah. Also exercise for
your body. Yeah.
So what area do you deliver in?
Oh, it is the Surrey Hill. Sometimes Darlinghurst. Sometimes Darlinghurst. And last year, Ulumulu. And yeah, Ulumulu, Darlinghurst.
From Keppel Street.
From Keppel Street. But this year, the group is smaller and smaller. Maybe smaller. Only Surrey here, and I think it is Surrey here. Yeah, Surrey here. All of the city of Sydney. Yeah.
So when you go out as a runner, it doesn't take you so long. Because you have fewer people to deliver to.
Yeah.
Small numbers.
But I remember, sometimes it's very difficult to go in, because it is as like as you must push the doorbell.
Security.
Yeah, security and lift security. No, it is very difficult, but. Oh, most of people, they are very kind. Oh, hello, good morning. Oh, Miss Iliku, I welcome to you and deliver the meal. Thank you very much. Oh, it's very easy. I think I like this work, yeah.
And it means you have a lot of contact with a lot of different people.
Yeah.
I think you've also told me that you learn quite a lot of English from the drivers.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah. The driver, Miss Miss Barbara, I always call her Miss Barbie. Yes, yeah, I think she's more than 60 years old. She's always told, teach me English. Oh, one sentence is very interesting. Oh, because, oh, she taught me, oh, I say, oh, my background is China. I am a dinky die Aussie at heart. And yes, and sometimes she told me, oh, it is the party. She have a position, can be parking. It is language, it is posse.
Posse.
Yeah, oh, it is posse. Oh, I learned it, posse.
That's very Australian.
Yeah, very Australian, yeah.
You told me also she explained about Mardi Gras.
Oh, yeah, Mardi Gras. Oh, it is the on Tuesday's driver. Oh, her name is Miss Polly. And we drive on the Oxford Street, and there's the flag at the Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras. Oh, she asked me, what is Mardi Gras? I can't answer her. Then, on Wednesday, I asked Miss Barbie, oh, what is Miss Mardi Gras? Oh, she said, she told me, oh, she explained, oh, it is the same sex they love together. Yeah, it is very interesting, and I learned it. Yeah.
That is interesting because Mardi Gras is a French word.
Yeah.
And another one you told me was blue.
Oh, it is not. Oh, yes, it is. It is not blue. Oh, it is very easy to say. Oh, it is. Oh, it's like it's a piece of cake. It is easy. Yeah.
A piece of cake.
Yeah.
And in
blue, just you ask.
Out of the blue.
Yeah, out of blue, yeah.
What did they tell you that meant?
Oh, this. Oh, it's out of blue. Oh, it is successful, yeah.
It is unexpected.
Yeah, unexpected, yeah. Yeah, because I'm old. Always out the others, yeah.
It's interesting to talk to you about English.
Yeah.
Because when you talk about it, other people like me realize how very strange the language is sometimes.
Yeah.
And these funny expressions that don't have any, their meaning is not literal.
Yeah.
Their meaning is very strange to other ears.
Yeah. Jess, I speak to you. Oh, yesterday the Miss Barbie taught me. I said today is very humid, and he taught me. Oh, muddy. Muggy. Yeah, it is muggy. M-U-G-G. Yeah.
Another word for humid.
She taught me and she explained me. But I don't understand. Oh, I think it is. I think formal to informal. Oh, it is the muggy is the informal noun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
So you make friends with the drivers.
Yeah, I like. I like them because they taught me, and I like the ages. Yeah, because they are the custom. I deliver the meals, and they are very friendly to me, yeah.
Do you have some favorite customers?
Yeah, Mr. He lives in the Belvoir Street. Yeah, Belvoir Street, yeah.
What do you like about him?
Oh, he is a Czechoslovakian, and she's a very old man. She always invited me to come to his home. But I didn't because I only the work. Sometimes I go to their room. It is not their home. It's not better, I think.
You think you need to to not be a personal friend,
but
to be somebody who helps them.
Because so they are friendly, they need help, and they so they say, "Oh, I welcome you. Anytime you will come, you must come to my to his house." But I can't. I always say, "Oh, I always come to see you 2 days a week because I deliver the meals 2 days. Deliver the meals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you're saying it's a bit like crossing a professional line. Even though you're volunteer, you're there as a worker, And are there other people that you've grown to like? Do you ever visit any young people who need Meals on Wheels?
Oh, it is Mr. But yeah, but I think he is not in Australia, or he's in the Middle East, I think it, or the Pakistan, or this.
Is he young?
He's young, but I think he is a mentor.
Has mental and, yeah, health problems.
A mentor, yeah. Mm. So I always deliver the meals to his, to him, yeah. Mm.
Because you have the Meals on Wheels, people think that it's just about old people, but it also serves people with mental health problems, disability.
Yeah, disability and blind lady. Just I told you, Mr. Josephine, I think she's almost 40 years old.
Yeah. So she's quite young.
Quite young, but she's blind. Mm. So I deliver the meals, hot meals and cold meals. And hot meals I put on her table, and the frozen meals I put the frozen meals in her fridge. Yeah.
So she can have them. Is that for over the weekend?
Yeah. It's
Do you think you'll keep on doing Meals on Wheels?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to continue with the Meals on Wheels?
But I think I like to do the Meals on Wheels because only 2 days a week. So I think I like this work, yeah.
What do you do with the rest of your time?
Oh, rest of the time. Oh, my rest time is sometimes I went to the library, the Waterloo Library, to borrow some basic English book to learn, improve my English level, yeah.
So you still study English all the time?
Yeah.
Do you go to classes anymore?
Oh, last year I went to the Bowen Library. It is the Renwick Bowen Library. There's an English conversation class 2 days a week. Thursday and Friday, I went there to, there's all of the English conversation class, they are aged. Uh-huh. They're Russian and most people of Russian, yeah. We are talking together, yeah.
Oh, that's good, because you're forced to talk English.
Yeah.
And you can understand each other?
I can understand each other. I can understand them.
That's good.
Yeah.
Now,
because the Russian people, they learn English, their English is not good, the same to me. So we are talking very slowly and can understand it there. Yeah.
Well, that's very beneficial, isn't it?
Yeah.
And your wife, she doesn't do Meals on Wheels?
She's a very weak lady. She has diabetes.
Diabetes.
And so she can't do this work.
This would be too
hard for her. And there's diabetes and high blood pressure.
So she has to take care of herself.
Yeah.
Would you like to do other volunteer work?
Oh, if I think some volunteer work, if I can do, I like to do it, yeah. If I can do. Some Chinese people, they can't fill in the form sometimes, as the housing, house department housing, they send the form to them, and I can help them. But I always afraid, I'm scared, because my English is not good. I can fill in the form for myself, but I can't fill in form for them.
You worried you might make a mistake.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah, I'm scared, yeah.
But even people who speak English all the time make mistakes on forms. There are so many forms.
It's a problem. So I feel scared to have them.
So you think you made the right decision in coming to live in Australia?
Yeah.
That's good to
hear. Yeah.
Okay, is there anything else that you'd like to say today?
It's all, I think it is. I like to talk with you because I learned English from you,
We could talk about
So.
That's very nice. Thank you very much. I should say for this interview that you've agreed to do it in English. We talked about doing it with a translator, but that I was worried that people wouldn't be able to hear your personality, that it would be very formal. So you've decided, even though it's quite hard for you, you've decided to agree to do it in English, so that is very much appreciated. Okay, thank you, Eli Koo.
Oh, thank you.